Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
On a Wednesday morning, a wondrous Wednesday. Peter, thank you. I see your message, Mariana. I see yours as well. You, Anita, Tinker. See everybody's message. Andre, thank you. I'm going to share them on the other side of this time with Zanti. Zanti has gone against all odds. They've got no power in the area where they live. They also have no water, and they've been through a storm, so no repairs could have been done because there's too much water around the faulty area where they need to do the repair work to restore electricity to that area. It's been off for so long, they have no electricity in the house. They've got no charged cell phones. All power banks are dead. There's no Wi-Fi, and also the cell towers have gone down. So she was saying to me last night, there's no way that I can be on the air. I'm so desperately sorry. I said, we totally understand. We'll make another plan and have a different conversation. Early this morning, she said to me, I just couldn't do it to my Cape Pulpit family. So I got up early and I went to sit in the car and started the car and let the car charge my phone. And then I just sent it, hoping, I'm guessing, that somewhere a cell tower might have enough power to be able to send it. And lo and behold, at before 7 o'clock this morning, my phone buzzed. Zanti had been sitting early morning in her car, sharing this message. What I want to say to this international speaker, the lady who started Babies Behind Bars, she's a motivator, she's a businesswoman, a very, very successful one, and she's a former Mrs. United Nations International, and she's also a friend of mine, and let's be honest, of each and every one of you as well. Zanti, donkey. Despite everything, here you are. Môre, Zanti.
Môre aan elke Radio Kaapse Kansel luisteraar, Brad. Ek het my boodskapie opgeneem vir oggend omdat ek sonder krag en water is al van maandagoggend af en gisteraand het Swanie 'n groot kragonderbreking gehad met 'n substasie wat ja, lyk my ontploffing gehad het. En so is die hele Tswane 'n groot gedeelte van gisteraand af ook sonder krag. So ek het sommer my voetjie in die motor bietjie gelaai sodat ek darm met julle kan gesels vanoggend, want ai julle, dit is net weer 'n teken dat daar so baie dinge is in hierdie lewe wat ons nie kan beheer nie. Maar ek wil jou bemoedig vandag hier vanuit 'n droë kraan aflig Zanti huis, dat ek en jy nog steeds kan kies hoe ons sulke dinge aanpak en dat joy nog steeds die krag is waarin ons hierdie dinge kan doen. Ek sê altyd vir my kinders, as hulle sport doen, hulle is ook nie daai dag lus om te oefen nie, of hulle voel nie lekker nie en so voort, dan sê ek, weet jy wat, oefen is nie 'n opsie nie, maar hoe jy gaan oefen is 'n keuse. So, of jy kan met 'n dik lip gaan oefen, of jy kan met 'n jubel in jou hart gaan oefen. Dis die keuse wat jy het, maar oefen gaan jy oefen. So, ja, ek kan of met 'n dik lip sonder water en krag wees, of ek kan met 'n jubel in my hart wees, dis my keuse. Maar sonder krag en water gaan ek seker sommige tye wees. En ek wil jou regtig bemoedig vandag, dat ons nog steeds soveel meer het om voor dankbaar te wees, en ag, toe dink ek sommer net vanoggend weer aan die storie van die tannie wat haar kamer gekry het en moes skuif in 'n aftreeoord na 'n hoë sorgeenheid toe. En sy het nie die kamer gesien nie, en toe sy en die helper soontoe stap, of die caregiver, toe sê sy vir die dame, toe sê sy, I'm so excited about my room. I cannot wait. My room is absolutely perfect and beautiful. And then the care worker said, ma'am, I don't think you've seen your room yet. Maybe you shouldn't speak before you see it, because it's not nearly as beautiful as you describe it. And her answer to me changed my life, because she said, you know what? I don't need to see my room to decide that it's beautiful and to experience it as a blessing. I have made that decision already. So ek wil vandag vir jou sê, vanuit 'n reënerige, oorstromerige Tswane, soos ek hier ry, kan ek net vir julle sê, die paaie is baie, 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 baie nat. Ek ry gelukkig in my estate, so nie komkommer nie. Ek ry baie stadig, maar op pad kerk toe en ek wil net vir jou sê, ons het 'n keuse hoe ons hierdie lewe aanpak. Want dinge gaan gebeur waaroor ons geen beheer het nie. So today may I encourage you that joy and attitude is a choice. And we can choose to live above our circumstances. And when we do that, we shine a light and we bring salt to this world because we come from a different spirit. En weet julle wat? Ek weet dat ek weet dat ons 'n God dien wat nie aan omstandighede vasgemaak is nie, wat nie beperk is nie. En hy kan in 'n oomblik doen wat ons nie in 1000 jaar kan doen nie. En ek dink wanneer ons ingesteldheid verander, dan verander dinge in ons. En dan kan ons lig bring in 'n donker wêreld. En mense kan sien daar's iets anders aan ons, want ons reageer vanuit 'n ander oogpunt. So ek wil vandag vir jou sê, soos Paulus gesê het, al gaan dit met my sleg, al gaan dit met my goed. Al soos hy sit ek in 'n gevangenis of ek is veilig by iemand in 'n huis, het ek geleer om content te wees. En het ek geleer dat God my nooit verlaat nie en my nooit sal los nie en my nie sal teleerstel nie, want hy is getrou. Mag jy vandag weet dat al voel jou omstandighede soos 'n berg of 'n golf wat jou oorweldig, jy dien 'n God wat vir jou lief is. Jy dien 'n God wat goeie dinge vir jou beplan en oor jou droom. En sy sê, sy woord sê, sy gedagtes oor jou is meer as al die sandkorrels op aarde. Nou ek, my brein kan dit nie eers, dis soos my kinders sê, dit breek my brein. Ek kan nie eers dit verstaan, hoeveel korrels sand daar in die wêreld is nie. En God se gedagtes oor my en oor jou is meer as dit. So wees vandag bemoedig, moenie dat jou omstandighede jou oorweldig nie. Maak vandag 'n lys van dit waaroor jy kan dankbaar wees, want ek beloof vir jou, daai lys is nog steeds langer. Die feit dat jy asem in jou longe het vandag, die feit dat jy in 'n droë bed geslaap het, die feit dat jy iets het om te eet, die feit dat jy dalk 'n bietjie petrol het vir jou kar, die feit dat jy 'n kar het, die feit dat jy werk het, en al is dit om by die huis jou huis aan die kant te maak. Wees dankbaar, want uit dankbaarheid word wonderwerke gebore. Baie seën vir jou dag, Tata.
Thanks, Zanti. Against all odds and in the midst of a struggle, still making time for us and still blessing us. Beautiful. Much thanks to you, Zanti Swanepoel, out there in Swane. Thanks to you, Peter. Peter says, this is how we should pray, and he's taken a photograph out of 2 Kings 20, verse 6, and there's a little extra piece written here at the bottom, and it says, or at the top, it says, God answered Hezekiah's prayer by healing him and then adding 15 years to his life. Of course, God does not always respond this way, but in Hezekiah's case, he did. During that time, many horrible things happened, and you can read in 2 Kings 20 from verse 17, and Hezekiah suffered greatly. It seems that although God answered Hezekiah's request, it was not God's best for him. We need to remember that the only safe prayer policy is to pray God's will. The best prayer always acknowledges that we do not really know in most instances what is best for us. Therefore, we must be willing to say whatever you want, Lord. As Proverbs 16 verse 9 reminds us, a man's mind plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. Thanks for that wisdom and that encouragement as we take on this wondrous Wednesday with great gusto and enthusiasm. More Mariana.
Goeiemôre Brad, goeiemôre almal wat luister. Ek wil net vanoggend vir julle 'n boodskap gee van bemoediging. In 2021 is my man oorlede aan kanker. En ek het daai dag gewonder, hoe gaan ek verder aangaan? En weet jy, die Here het my krag gegee om elke dag aan te gaan. En ek kan net sy naam lof en eer, en ek, want ons is vandag in 25, en as ek terugkyk oor my lewenspad, kan ek net God al die eer gee. Dankie Jesus daarvoor. Ek is lief vir u. Amen.
Amen. Mariana, bye bye, dankie. This is what we've got to do for each other. We are here. We are not these independent islands walking around, although we act like that a lot of the time. We are the body of Christ. When one part of the body suffers, everybody suffers. So if one part of the body is struggling, surely we should say, what can I do? And that's exactly what Zanti's done for us, and what Peter's done for us, and what Mariana's done. Bye-bye, dankie, Mariana. Ek sien as nog 'n boodskap. Ek deel hom graag binnekort. Think she is Romans 4, 18 to 20. She says, for Abraham, human reasons for hope being gone helped in faith. So no unbelief and distrust made him waver concerning the promises of God. He was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God, fully satisfied that God was able and mighty to keep his word and do what he has promised. Yeah, he who promises is faithful. Tinka, thank you for sharing that. You can go and read that for yourself. And Romans 4, verse 18 to 20. God is good. May we be of good cheer today despite our circumstances, which is easier said than done. But may we know that we are loved, that God cares for us, and hope is always alive because of our Jesus. Let's celebrate together. I'm not seeing any birthday messages on my screen this morning, so we're going to just hop, skip, and a jump away from that. But we are going to do this morning because CC Winans is understanding what it's all about here. Despite our circumstances, we pray God's will, we trust Him, we share in the joy like Mariana has, and we let her story fuel our faith. Because at the foot of the ground, the cross is level. God cares for all of us. He loves all of us. And if He's done it for Mariana, He can do it for me, and He can do it for you, and He can do it for Peter, and He can do it for you, Anita, and He can do it for Alta, and He can do it for Andre and Marika, and He can do it for you.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.